now.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Smoke was seen rising over the Gaza Strip on Sunday as Israeli strikes continued to hit the besieged enclave on Christmas Eve, and gunfire was audible as the night fell. Israel saying it has achieved almost complete operational control of northern Gaza. And Gazan health officials say that more than 20,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's war to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, and more than 53,000 have been wounded. At least 68 people were killed when a missile struck a residential area on the Maghazi refugee camp, which is located in central Gaza. This man is displaced and also lost his family in the blast. He says that everyone is a target and that no one is safe. As the death toll continues to climb in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that his country's war against Hamas in the enclave will be a long one. More than a year after it was put up for sale, Manchester United on Sunday said that British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe had bought a minority stake in the storied Premier League club. Ratcliffe owns petrochemicals giant Ineos and is one of Britain's richest people. He has secured a stake of up to 25% in the club in a deal that's totally worth around $1.6 billion, including $300 million in funding. The deal is subject to approval by the Premier League. Preliminary results by Chad's Electoral Commission show on Sunday that voters have adopted a new constitution by 86%. That measure promoted by the country's military rulers but denounced by opposition politicians.